Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jiu-jitsu and so much more. I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt obsessed with jiu-jitsu.
I'm Jennifer Risser, a black belt in denial about her rank, figuring it out on the fly.
I think that's actually the first time I've done the intro because Jen always does it.
Oh! Jennifer Eads, she's coming for you.
So I think I did okay for my first time.
Well, who usually does it when it's... Has it ever been just the two of us?
I don't think so. There was one podcast that I did with
Starkey
at the Origin Camp. So I probably did it then.
Oh, we'll have to go back and hear.
Yeah, it's been a long time. That was like 2019.
That was seven different ages ago.
For real. Okay, so if you are new to the podcast, welcome. This is my wife, Risser.
Hello.
And Jen's going to take a little break for those of you that have been around for a while. She's decided to take a little sabbatical. She'll be back in September. But in the meantime, I get to do the podcast with Risser.
Yay! What a delight for all of you.
The best thing is that Risser actually knows like current events of jiu-jitsu. So if you're interested in the sport, she's much better with the names of people and that kind of stuff.
Only sometimes.
Well, I think you're pretty good at it. Would you like to tell us what's been going on in the world of jiu-jitsu?
Well, we are just post Adult Worlds. So that was a crazy tournament to watch. I don't know if anybody else watched it, but I watched a lot of it. It's been interesting to see kind of people rank up post Worlds. You know, that's a common thing we see. But we saw, you know, the Funegra sisters, one of them competed at black belt and won at black belt, which was awesome. One of them competed at brown belt and got her black belt with her sister. So that was cool to see. We saw Sarah Galvao got her black belt, and then Helena Krivar got her black belt. So all those ladies are just kind of like leveling up next to each other. So that's cool to see.
That's really awesome. That's very cool. And Adam Warzenski retired.
I know. I was devastated. I just became obsessed with him.
So did you read the article? Like, what does it mean that he's retiring?
I did not read the article.
Same. I just read the headline.
I saw his, like, maybe a video or a post or something where he, like, put his belt down. You know how they, like, do the drama?
Somehow that makes me cry every time. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But maybe he just isn't going to be as, like, going after it. You know, like, when Michele Nicolini retired, I was so sad. But she still competes sometimes. Right. It's just more for the joy of it and not to feel like you have to win everything.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, he's really been through it in the last whatever period of time, you know, hitting a grand slam, like really crushing it in competition. So he's been really exciting to see. He's been someone I've been watching for a while, and it's been really cool to watch his jiu-jitsu and pick up on things and that sort of thing. So hopefully maybe that means he's going to take more of like a instructor tour. Like maybe we can see him at a seminar or something. I've got an instructional or two of his. So that'd be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. We also got to do a seminar recently with Adele Fornarino.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
I got the last name correct this time. I was just calling her Adele because, you know, hello from the other side. And it was fantastic. We really enjoyed it.
So. She was great. She did a great job. She taught her A game in a really accessible way, I thought. And we were just on the heels of her decision loss to Fionn Davies. So, frankly, it was cool to see how she handled that loss, you know, very professionally, I thought. She's absolutely the kind of instructor that I enjoy learning from. Like, really knowledgeable, very humble, and just trying to do better and be better. And she's not about, you know, tearing anybody down. Like, it's very the not your competition mentality, right? Like, she's going for it in competition, but at the same time, like, she's not tearing down Fionn. It's, you know, neither of them were happy with that result. And, you know, there may be a rematch.
Yeah. So. One thing I really liked, too, was she was asked a question about, like, a position she was going for in the match. But she said, we decided that we were going to do this. You know, she was very much like her team was a part of the whole match. It wasn't just her out there. And I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I really enjoyed her a lot.
Yeah.
It was cool to hear about kind of the team she has behind her, planning her training and recovery and game planning and all sorts of things.
Yeah. I look forward to like getting to learn from her more.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So that's what's been going on in the world of jiu-jitsu.
At least our world of jiu-jitsu.
At least, yeah. Well, you know, you talked about worlds too. So
yeah.
What do we have coming up in our world of jiu-jitsu?
Oh, role model camp.
Yeah.
The look of panic on my face.
Like, what are we doing?
I was like, what did you sign me up for?
Yeah. So right now, as of the recording of this podcast, we're about 5 weeks out from camp.
Ooh.
Don't worry. There's not much still to do.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It all is always going to come together. It always does. But yeah, I'm really, really excited about it. Some of the things that, like, I was going through the old surveys and looking at, like, things people wish they would have known. So we've been trying to, like, post about that and talk about it more. You know, things like, obviously, the schedule, which you'll be able to find on the website. Indiana traffic. For the most part, it wasn't like a concern because you can take the shuttle. It's a free shuttle from the airport to the hotel. But if you're coming to the Thursday night unofficial kickoff at our gym, that's when you're going to run into some traffic. So that was one thing that people, you know, wish they would have known about. And just how accepting everyone was, you know, like people were like, I was really nervous coming in. I wish I would have known that it wouldn't, but it wasn't so scary. Does that make sense? So.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's cool to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're getting very excited for camp. It's going to be our best one yet.
Yeah. As always.
As always.
Every year we level up a little bit more.
Level up. Yeah. Okay. So what are we going to talk about today? I know we don't have a ton of time, but what was something we wanted to talk about?
The camp community and how thankful we are. You know, the accepting nature. You said something the other day, actually not even about camp. That, like, community is your why. And yep. I think that's true for you for all parts of your life. But for a lot of people, community is their why for coming to camp. And AJ recently posted, hey guys, will you please, you know, share about camp? We'd really appreciate it. We've got a few spots left to sell, that sort of thing. And the response was overwhelming. Okay. People were just amazing. Like, everybody was sharing it. So many people were making posts and that sort of thing.
I'm tearing up. Yeah, I'm tearing up just thinking about it. Because literally, like, so many people were sharing the event page and talking about, like, their why for coming to camp and how much they look forward to it and how much it's just, like, impacted them. And, like, people were saying they wouldn't still be in jiu-jitsu if it weren't for this camp. And I literally was just, like, crying all day. Like, every time I checked my Facebook, I'd see more posts and just was, like, so touched. I'm so thankful for our community.
It is a one-of-a-kind community.
It really is.
And we'd love to have you at camp, whether you've never been or you've been before and you haven't been in a while, or you come every year. We're so excited to have you, and we're really excited for this year. Did we already say it was our 10th?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. So it's our 10-year anniversary and our 12th camp. If math is hard on that, you have to count the first year, right? So
sure.
That's year zero, but first camp. And then in 2017, we ran 2.
Which was crazy. And now we run like 3, 4, 5 a year.
But those don't count in our numbers because they're smaller camps.
Sure.
Yeah. So those are just our, you know, our intensives as well as our Costa Rica.
Oh, she's giving me the face like she's going to announce something.
We are going back to Costa Rica. Let's just put a pin in that for now.
Ooh, so dates will be announced at some point in the near future.
Yes.
If you're good at Googling, you might be able to figure that out sooner. She might make me delete that later. I don't know.
Redacted.
If you're good at redacted, you might already know. So we just wanted to talk about, you know, we felt so supported by our community when everyone was sharing about camp and talking about what camp means to them. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about just, you know, things that you can do to support your gym or a brand that's important to you or people that are important to you that have jiu-jitsu related companies, or really this would apply to a lot of different things, but obviously we're specifically in the jiu-jitsu sphere. So we wanted to share some of those things that would be, you know, free or fairly simple to help support.
Yeah. So kind of talking about, you know, some things you can do is like buy the gear from your gym, right? Like, or from women-owned companies or queer-owned companies or Black-owned companies, you know, like supporting people that support you, that have missions that you believe in. I think it's important to support the people that support us.
Agreed. That's so important because, you know, from the outside looking in, a lot of these companies can look really successful. You know, I remember being early on in jiu-jitsu and a company whose rash guard I really liked went out of business. And I was just like shocked, like, oh, these companies are huge. How could that have happened? But in reality, you know, most jiu-jitsu companies are small companies. They're family companies, you know, they're local owned companies. And so supporting them is important, even if it's just, you know, buying gear from them when you can, or maybe sharing their posts on social media, you know, checking in on social media when you're at your gym's location or you're at camp, check in. That's a great way to do it.
Yeah, that, you know, that like, comment, and share kind of thing really has a big impact, right? People found out about Role Model Camp because of people sharing the event. You know, so many people were like, oh, I didn't even know this existed. I want to do this with you. And so that's something that you could really do to support your own gym too, is, like she said, check in when you're there, or, you know, sharing their posts. And that just helps your community see it as well. Other ways you could support is like volunteering, right? So like we did a community day recently at the gym, and people came in and just helped us, you know, touch up some paint or fix some little things, or, you know.
We deep cleaned the gym. Shout out to Matt for coordinating that. That was awesome. And we have some really fantastic community members that showed up and helped us with that. And frankly, you know, this weekend, we have a Pride event where our gym is hosting a booth at a Pride event. And we have tons of people that are volunteering to help us at the booth, to spread the word about our gym, to do demonstrations, to show the community what jiu-jitsu is. And that's showing up for your community. That's building your community. That's so important. And we are so thankful for the people that show up for us. It can be easy to take for granted, you know, a company or a gym or whatever it is, even just people in your life, you know, taking the moment to appreciate them and trying to think of ways you can support them, I think is really important. You know, AJ and I were talking recently about a close friend of ours and just trying to show up for that person better. So I think this is an important conversation to have in all parts of your life.
Absolutely. And I think that happens a lot, right? Like the things we talk about with jiu-jitsu, it's the same on and off the mat, whether that's, you know, the mental state affecting you or whatever, but like showing up for people and supporting people in whatever way you can, it doesn't go unnoticed. Like it's really, really impactful.
I agree. This is tangential and maybe kind of unrelated, but it made me think of checking in on your teammates or your friends, your camp friends that don't show up that year, or your teammates you haven't heard from in a while. That's supporting your community too. Checking in on the people that matter to you, that you know, like it, people, it's so impactful to them to hear, hey, I noticed you weren't there this year. I noticed you weren't in this week. Is everything okay? What can I do to help you? You know, how can I support you? That's important, and it's more impactful than you realize.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, like we try to give free ways, I guess, for you to support people, and checking in is huge. But some people have the means to do more than that, right? So like I've had multiple women contact me and say, hey, you know, I really want my teammate to go, but she can't afford it. Like come to camp.
Sure.
And they'll say, you know, can I pay for her spot? And sometimes it's like, can I just register her? And sometimes it's, can you give her a scholarship and I will give you the money for it? Now, we do give a lot of scholarships as well, but, you know, a lot of those are supported by other role models.
Absolutely. And frankly, we've had people do that at the gym too. We have some wonderful members that will donate, you know, a spot for a specific person, or maybe just, oh, if there's anybody that would really love to do that but can't, you know, I'd love to pay for their spot. We've had a lot of that, actually. We have some fantastic people.
Yeah.
We're really lucky.
We really are. We started a community food pantry from members, you know, recognizing that maybe some other members needed some assistance. And so we just put it in a room that it's easy to take stuff without it feeling like you're on display.
Yeah, totally.
But, you know, like that is a huge way to support your teammates.
Yeah, totally. Even just looking around and seeing a need and filling it, you know, yeah. I think that's kind of how the community pantry was born, is looking around and noticing like, hey, we've got some teammates struggling. What can we do to ease their struggling? So, you know, if you see a need and it's not being filled, like maybe that's your sign that you should fill it or help solve that problem. We've got some wonderful people. All I am is doting on our people. But, you know, like we just have some fantastic people that really like see a need and they try their best to help us fix it or fill it in some way.
And, you know, I think that community is a huge why for us. And I think that kind of shows in our people too. So I think that's what it is like we have such a strong community. They really do show up for each other too.
Yeah.
So with that said, another way that, you know, you can support your gym or camps that you enjoy or anything like that is referring people, you know, like bringing other people in and blessing them with the joy of jiu-jitsu or kickboxing or judo or whatever your particular sport is, but just kind of spreading the gospel of it.
Yeah. Jiu-jitsu isn't a cult, we swear. You can leave at any time.
And we can still be friends.
I mean, you know where to find us.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if we'll get to hang out really much, but yeah, you do know where to find us. And the mats always welcome you back. Like, that's something that we talk about a lot. You know, like, we've had students that have been out for a couple years and have really found their way back this year. And we're just glad to still, you know, be able to be there for them. So
yeah, shout out to Lee for coming back. Yeah. I love having her back. And yes. Emerson mm-hmm. making his way back.
Yeah. Yeah. This year, Anne and Jordan have both made their ways back. Joss just started coming back.
Like, yeah, good point. Good point.
So I think those were all the ways that I had as far as supporting your gym.
We'd love to hear from you if you have other ways that you think are important to support your gym or your community. These are some hopefully easy ways to do it. Hopefully this wasn't just an ad for camp the whole time.
Although, you should come to camp.
You should come to camp. And actually, I was kind of using that as a segue to say, if you want to come to camp but you can't afford it, we do have scholarships. Frankly, I'm doing my best to recruit help for myself, kind of selfishly, to get the mat set up, because that's always a really huge endeavor. We have a great student and friend, Jonathan, who comes and helps me with mats, but it's a big job and it takes a lot of time. And frankly, we have to get them down pretty fast. So it's not super hard. It's just, they're big mats. They're big wrestling mats. So if you have any desire to come to camp and you'd like a scholarship, or if you'd like to give some sweat equity, we would love to have you. We'd love to have your help if you're willing.
Yeah. We're also looking for a massage therapist for camp. So
that sounds nice.
Yeah, that'd be so nice. So if that's you and you'd like to participate in that, definitely get in contact with us.
Okay. Well, where can they find us?
We are Beauty and the Gi on Instagram, and then I am AJ Klingerman everywhere you go, including TikTok. I'm pretty sure you can find me as AJ Klingerman on there.
Is AJ Klingerman a role model?
It's role_model, but if you look at it, it says AJ, so I think you can find me that way.
All right.
I tried.
I'm Jennifer Risser on Facebook. I have a nonsense name on Instagram, but I can't come up with a better one, so find me or don't.
All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you
on the mat.